Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,115. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, it's Mike Hawk. Hey, the men's room. Bitches, we are one day away until Men's Room Red Festival. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Quack, quack.
You're going to join. Right, here we go. Flight makes a emergency landing after pilot spills coffee in control panel, causing smoke and, quote, a burning smell. Meanwhile, a woman on vacation with her entire family has her suitcase vibrate in the security line and has a new story to tell. Montana woman is so bored, she sits in her lawn chair with a hairdryer trying to slow speeders down. Pedestrian who stared down car crossing road ends up looking like a clown. And Captain America caught in Mississippi stealing stuff. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, listen. A flight from Germany to Mexico is already a long flight. And if you're on that flight, nobody wants that long flight to be diverted. But that's exactly what happened earlier this year when a pilot spilled a fresh cup of hot Joe onto the plane's controls. The controls, believe it or not, started smoking. One of the buttons on the control panel in the cockpit of a plane actually melted, and the pilots had to wear oxygen masks. Yeah, spills, no matter how small, they can cause big problems. In California, traffic in California came to a standstill when a truck overturned, and it spilled carrots. That's right, it spilled not multiple vegetables, it spilled carrots. But guess what we discovered? Carrots, when spilled on the highway, can make Southern California traffic even worse. But look, spills happen, and they're never a great thing. In fact, we call it a spill because it sucks. Otherwise, we call it a pour. When a liquid or something else goes to a place you didn't intend it, that's a spill. But it's happened to all of us, whether it's the fruit punch or my parents' sofa that I don't care to revisit, or maybe a spilled a glass of soda into somebody's lap. We don't know, but a spill has happened. So this is what we want to know today. Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, bitchola's head. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,115. What a large and in charge program we have for you today, as bitches, we are one day away from Men's Room Red Festival. We'll see you at Edom Claw Expo Center tomorrow for a little outdoor drink and other dumb stuff. We've got games aplenty, over 15 beers available for you at Red Festival, including, of course, Men's Room Original Red and Men's Room Gold. We've got dirty German beer for
That's
you as
fun.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitches. And a portion of the net proceeds, as always, from Red Festival benefit our friends at Fisher House and the Seafair Foundation. We got all kinds of great food. Ted, you want an all-beef jumbo hot dog?
Sure.
How about a barbecue beef brisket sandwich? You're going to go
beef
brisket twice?
I have brisket today. Brisket twice in a week.
Jumbo soft pretzels available. Fresh strawberry shortcake. Roasted corn on the cob.
Is that the strawberry shortcake in the cup? I love that.
No, my God.
The actual little girl strawberry shortcake.
It says here we'll have bottled water.
Oh.
Look out. What separates us from the rest? Get the frick out of here.
Bottled water.
You want bottled water? Come to Red Festival. We got your bottled water right here. Along with flame broiled bacon burgers and cheeseburgers. Don't forget delicious bottled water.
Bottled water, everybody.
You need it, we got it. Whew. It's going to be a great time, man. We got live music for you all day. And, of course, the whole idea behind Red Festival is giving back to our friends, the Seafair Foundation and the Fisher House. All we got to do is do a little outdoor drink and hang out. Bless you, Ted. And it's going to be a great time. So those tickets available right now, mensroomlive.com. And, of course, you can pick them up at the door when we see you down there. So it's going to be a good time.
Come for the bottled water.
It. Big show for you today. The bad joke's on the way. The drunken charge Ryan Castle will be in to kick off the bad jokes. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night.
Oh, man.
Coming up with stuff for Ted versus the FCC. I hate to say it, but lo and behold, had a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC when we walked in today. Emails started to fire up again, and bam, right there it is.
I wish we had known.
So a lot of wasted time last night. However, we are going to go with a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. As I want to say, you're like 20-something and what, six? Or you're just killing it this year.
I think at this point I'm 21-7.
21.
I think at this point Ted's 21-7.
Let's just cut through the crap. Yeah. I'm a lot better than the Mariners.
Okay, well, yeah.
Well, that means nothing. Right. I mean, no offense against the Mariners. Yeah, I like the Mariners, but that's not a statement. Okay. Hey, baby, you want to have sex? I'll be better in bed than the Mariners play baseball.
Today, y'all,
you will be
about,
disappointed.
We're going to talk about spilling stuff, and nothing is worse, especially when you're going on vacation, you're getting the hell away for a little while. Nothing is worse is when things don't go as planned, especially when it comes to your travel. Now, in this case, it is air travel, and as you know, if you are in Europe and you're headed away on holiday, this is not going to be a week in, you know, Mexico. This is like a month. You know what I mean? Like,
6 weeks seems to be the average I hear.
You are.
Hey, where you from? Oh, I'm from the state. Oh, how long are you in town? Well, I got in Sunday, man. We're going to leave Saturday. When did you get here? I got here on May 20th.
Like, what? Right. So you know how this goes down. I mean, you're not just going from Germany to Mexico to spend a week. You're going to go down there, and you've been looking forward to this. Well, the transatlantic flight, which I have to say, by the way, if you can fly direct from Germany to Cancun, Mexico, I mean, why the hell do I always have to stop someplace?
You're right.
Why do I end
I have
up,
to stop
why
in
do
Houston.
I end up in the Detroit airport, like, you know, like 99% of the time? You know what I mean? Like,
but if you're flying from Germany.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I'm just. It's the truth. I've taken direct flights to Europe, but have to stop to fly to East.
Exactly. Well, it must be nice. You think you're going to get on this nonstop, lovely Airbus plane. According to the Air Accidents Investigating Branch, operated by Condor Air, the airliner was traveling from Frankfurt in Germany to Cancun in Mexico when it was forced to jettison fuel and divert to the Shannon Airport. 49-year-old pilot, who has over 13,000 hours of flying experience, had been given a cup of coffee without a lid by a cabin crew member, and he accidentally knocked it over as the plane was flying over the North Atlantic Ocean with 11 crew and 326 passengers ready for fun in the sun. The only thing on their brain was, Senor Frogs! Senor Frogs! Senor Frogs! But no. Some of the liquid spilled into the audio control panel, which became very hot and produced smoke and a burning smell. The damage caused significant communication difficulty for the flight crew, which is not good if you need to communicate with people that you're taking a reroute and you're landing someplace where you're not supposed to.
In particular at that moment. You're not expecting us.
Yeah. The airline crew was forced to wear oxygen masks. That's not something you want to see.
Not as a passenger.
No, I don't think so. That's not good. Right. The equipment became so hot that one of the buttons on the control panel began to melt.
I'm not a pilot, but I'm going to assume that is a problem.
No injuries. The operator also issued a flight crew notice reminding pilots to be careful with liquids. They basically said that after the aircraft was fully inspected and repaired by our team of engineers, the flight continued via Manchester.
But you had to work within the legal operating hours of the crew, so I think they had to spend the night. Oh, you know, all that crap. I mean, it's just a complete...
Put a lid on... Listen, we...
Why would you give it to the pilot without a lid?
Fortunately, again, their one day isn't as big as ours. I mean, they're going to be there for 3 weeks.
But still, I mean, still, like, look, if sucks. I go to a restaurant with the kids, it doesn't matter what they order, their cup comes with the lid. There's an assumption that, like, kids spill things, and maybe if you're a pilot, cover the lid. We used to work with a guy. I will not name him. His name was Chip. And we worked at this major station in Baltimore.
For right? CBS Radio.
For CBS Radio, WLIF. And WLIF, there's one of these stations in every market. It's the one that plays the music you hear when you're, like, stuck at the dentist office.
Sure, it's light, like, it's warm, it's sunny, it's some kind of weather name.
Crap.
It's always a weather name. It's never, it's never like, cold 103.
Right.
It's always warm, it's sunny, it's bright.
They should call them 55-degree days.
Yeah, it's never like, welcome to rainy 103. Right. It just doesn't happen. So this
Isn't
was...
there one in California, like in San Francisco, called, like, the fog?
Oh, it used to be. They took it off air.
But there's a couple of them.
My bad.
Yeah, see, as soon as you mentioned it, they killed the radio station. Heritage Radio
like,
Station.
Like, fog's negative.
45 years of playing alternative
radio. I do to radio stations,
radio.
But you do to humans.
Yeah, exactly. You brought up K-Fog, and now they're gone.
But yeah, so he worked at the light station, right? So, anyway.
Maybe I should still read some of the list.
One of the general rules, man, if you're working at a radio station, probably the same in TV, anything that has a big-ass electronic control panel, don't drink your drink over it. You can have a drink in the studio, put it off to the side. But Chip is Chip. So Chip is talking, and he has a big gulp from 7-Eleven. And Chip's one of those guys where as soon as he gets his drink, he takes the lid off. For whatever, he takes the lid off. This is what Chip does, despite the fact that it's a big gulp. Anyway, he's talking to whoever he was talking to.
I will
to.
Say, yes. Our own Miles Montgomery, I noticed, is a non-lid drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But in the studio, if you were over there, I know you would have the lid
He'd
on.
He'd have the lid on.
Yeah.
Right, he's over here. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know why? Because with these brand new studios, we have these pools that they put into the desks where if you spill something, it's just naturally going to go into this pool and fry everything.
Yeah, just get rid of your headphones.
I have never tested this theory on this, but I am pretty sure that even if I had the plastic covering this, all of the water would drop into this headphone jack and blow up my head.
The plastic covering has three major holes in it. Like, everything about this design is stupid, right? But whatever the case, this guy Chip, he drops his entire big gulp into the board that runs the station, and now the station goes off the air. Naturally, management is not very happy about this. Problematic, whatever. But CBS Radio, as it was at the time, they are quick to send a memo. Anything goes wrong, you will get a memo within 15 seconds of it happening. So sure enough, memo comes out, a gentle reminder to everyone who's on the air running the board, please, please do not drink your drink over the board. And it was just a reminder because it happened.
And don't leave out the fact that he would physically leave the studio while he was working to go get these big gulps.
Yes. Listen, I'm not trying to completely throw him under the bus.
All right, sorry. That always amazed me.
Let's pretend that that didn't happen. The very next day, Chip brings in another big gulp, and Chip takes the top off of said big gulp and he spilled another big gulp into the board of the exact same station that he had knocked off the air. And the engineer, as he's explaining it to me, he's like, aside from the problems that, well, the station's not on the air. Now, keep in mind, Chip worked the overnights. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning that the engineer gets a call. He's got to deal with this. Get the station back on the air. But in the meantime, he's like, we have to take the entire board apart.
And you have to.
It's like spilling something in your computer keyboard. You can take it apart, and every bit of sticky Coca-Cola that you dropped in there is still there. It's the second day in a row. Chip never lost his job the entire time I worked with him. And those are some of the best things he did.
Those are the highlights.
I mean, it honestly is. But I mean, it's so, like, look, and you know this. If you have electronics, you try not to have a lot of liquid that could spill directly into them. That's all. You can play video games, drink a Coke, but I bet you don't set your Coke directly on top of the video game console.
No.
Right? But that's what Chip would do. And it's like, how stupid are you? And it was a scary question to ask because he always had an answer.
My buddy Jeff, who got bit by the tick, who can't eat meat anymore.
He said lice earlier.
We were in high school, and I was going to get a ride with him that day, and I didn't. But
it's a weird moniker to have for him, by the way.
This is so weird.
You know that guy? He got bit by the tick.
Yeah. Can't eat meat.
Oh, you're his tick
anymore.
Buddy.
That's my buddy. You know,
a tick
Jeff.
Guy.
You know. It's a tick guy. Tick guy Jeff. He's driving to school in his Dodge Omni, and his mom made lemonade, and I guess he wanted to take the whole pitcher. So he put the pitcher of lemonade, I'm not making this up, in like the kind of corner, in like a side corner, over in the floor, on the passenger side of the floor in the front seat. Jeff takes a turn, spills the lemonade all over the front of the car. He reaches down to pick up the pitcher. As he does that, he turns the wheel inadvertently. When he turns the wheel, he goes off the road through basically a farmer's fence And then as he's headed toward the house and hits up the brakes, he slams and slides into a stacked pile about a cord of wood that the owner had put beside the house. When he hit the cord of wood, one of the logs went shooting through the air, through a window in the house, went over the top of a child's crib in a bedroom, and landed on the floor. No child in the bed, no one home, nobody injured, but he totaled his car into a wood pile because he spilled lemonade and shot a log through a window.
Did you ever try his mom's lemonade? Was it worth all
I know,
was
it
so
lemon?
Good,
you know
what it was? That I need to bring the entire picture?
I'll tell you what it was back
country
in the
country time.
No, it wasn't even, it was better, but it wasn't great. You guys know what lemon concentrate is?
Yeah.
You take
yeah.
lemon concentrate, you add like 3 or 4 cups of sugar in it, you make it with water, and you
He needed to take a picture of that.
That was his the favorite picture. Lemonade. I don't ask me why, because everybody said, dude, and he had like a rubber band on top with like cellophane or something trying to keep the lid on. Well, that was the reason he wrecked his car and told him he didn't have a car for the rest of his high school years.
Then he got bitten by a tick.
And can't now he
eat can't
red
meat
anymore. Well,
did his mom see him do this?
No. But you could see where he drove through the field, where he put on the brakes, where he tore down the fence, where he hit the wood pile in the broken window that was covered with a hefty bag
for
about 3 weeks.
For that ghetto-ass lemonade.
Yes, correct. It's amazing chain of
that's
events.
What makes it even worse.
It's just like that was like you hit this. It's like a domino effect. It's just amazing.
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm not giving you a hard time, but you're a top-off drinker.
I am a top-off drinker.
Why? It seems like the risk of spill has just gone through the roof.
It's just too great.
You know what, man? I haven't really spilled anything lately. I think.
Although, you know what? Let me just say this, though. As a parent of a 9 and 7-year-old,
I'm very cognizant of children spilling things.
The top on top of the cup is more, it does not dribble. So, because it doesn't matter where you put a glass on the table, mm-hmm. you can hide a glass under the table of someone else in a different restaurant. Your kid will find a way to bump it, right? And right. a little bit flows over the top. If the cup falls over, the lid pops off, and the spill is exactly the same, except now there's a plastic lid. I've seen my kids do it.
Yeah.
I've seen other people's kids. The okay. lid does nothing, but it brings you a certain amount of reassurance.
There's a couple people that I know in my circle, and I'm not going to throw too many people under the bus here. But
Chip involved?
No. But when you go out and being like at a place where I don't know why they bring out so much stemware or whatever the deal is. Maybe you're in a nice dinner.
Oh, it's like a table full of wine
now,
glasses.
Including you, Steve, who is an incredible hand talker. If I'm close and I watch like the proximity, you're always just like a half inch of just sending something somewhere.
I do pretty well on that, though, man. I can't talk without moving my hands, but I rarely hit stuff.
But I'm telling you, like there's 2 or 3 people that I watch like, that's going over. There's another one I know real well who I live with.
It's like I have Tourette's
and
I know
like
Kung Fu.
The elbow's going to go out. Like the wine's going to be knocked over. This is going to be knocked over because it's all these hand stuff. You know what I mean? It's like I'm in an Italian sign language convention.
And everyone's yelling.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a buddy that's a hand talker, and then he's always got this little cup, right? Like one of those Yeti cups. So he doesn't put the top on.
Oh, no.
So like finally, like the other day, I was like, put the top on. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm wearing half a bottle of rosé on my leg. As you stand there and you talk with your hands, and it's just swish swashing around. Like, put the top on.
Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, Jonah Hill proved my dad right.
What's that?
You know, like my dad was a stickler about never hold the drink from the top.
Yeah.
Because it's going to drop. So I've still been doing it for years, but Jonah Hill was pictured the other day holding a nice coffee right as the bottom falls out.
Yep. You know what, man? I have the same thing. I won't hold it by the top.
Yeah.
Because I've dropped too many cups.
Oh, that's how I hold my cups.
So you're lidless and you hold it. You're
he
the guy
asking
that,
for it.
You're yeah. cutting the bagel huh. toward the webbing of your thumb.
I can do that.
Everyone can.
I'm pretty good at that.
He doesn't need a glove when he uses his mandolin.
Or shucking oysters. You know what I mean? I just go barehanded.
Hey, Robin, watch this. I'm going to go to line one. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
So, Kyle, what did you spill?
Do you guys know what refrigerant is, like Freon in car ACs and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do industrial refrigeration service, and me and my coworker were at this fish plant one day, right? And one of the maintenance guys comes up and says, hey, I need you to change the oil on this compressor on an ice machine. We're like, sure, whatever, grab a bucket, get a hose, let's go. And so we go over there, and my coworker gets up on this machine. It's about 7 feet off the ground where this drain is. And he starts opening the valve with a hose sitting in a bucket. And instead of any oil coming out, liquid ammonia comes out of it.
Oh.
Because that's what we use in place of Freon in industrial. refrigeration. So I'm standing maybe 10 feet from him. I'm standing next to the maintenance guy. The smell of this stuff hits us, right? And we're like, oh, God. And we start running, right? I look back, and my coworker is still on top of that machine trying to close the valve with this plume of ammonia around him. He ends up getting out. We're all okay, but the smell was just terrible. The whole place had to be cleared out for a good 20, 30 minutes.
How dangerous is, I mean, is it as dangerous as it sounds?
Yeah, so it's, anhydrous ammonia is hygroscopic, meaning it's highly attracted to water, and we are, you know, 70-some-odd% water, so if it gets sprayed around you, it will attack your skin and take every particle of water out of you and make it ammonia.
Oh, so if you really were, oily person, maybe could use, like, an ammonia steam.
So when it makes contact with water, does it, like, kind of combust, like, with your skin immediately start peeling off? Does it bubble? Like, what am I looking at here?
It's like Chernobyl?
Yeah, chemical burn type symptoms, bubbling, burning, falling off. As far as making contact with, like, a bucket of water, like, if you were to spray it into a bucket of water, it just kind of fizzes around and stays there in the water, making, like, cleaning solution, basically.
Okay, well, knowing this and knowing the field you work in and knowing that happened, do you just kind of clench your ass every day at work?
No, not every day. It's not something I really encounter 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. But, I mean, I'm much less scared of that stuff than I am of other things out in the field. You know?
All right. Do you think the chemicals will be the death of you?
Yeah, but not anything in the refrigerator system. Probably.
That's pretty funny.
Good answer. Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
I just, man, oh, man. I mean, look, our job is not like, hey, guys, do what you do. But if your lip brushes the microphone, it's going to attack all of your skin cells and, like, your eyes bleed or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because I don't want a job like that. I don't want a job where it's like, well, this might happen and you'll die.
The guy that I used to work for in the summer times, who did, what do you do when you kill bugs? What do they call that?
Exterminating,
that's what he did. But he would hire me.
Little brain part there?
Yeah, I did. I was like, what do you call it, a bug killer?
How close were you to the chemicals, man?
Oh, we're real close to chemicals. And they banned a lot of those chemicals, by the way.
What was it, DDT or D something T?
Dude, it was like one of these things where he would buy basically something that would look like a can of Coke. And there was this huge plastic tub that he had in the back of his truck. And you put one can of Coke in there and fill the rest up with water. And that was your mixture to kill just about anything in the world. Like, that stuff was that strong.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
We filled that
had
up.
To be safe.
We filled that up at a job. And we were on our way to another job. But we used their water to fill up because we ran out of the chemical spray. So we had to make a new batch. Well, it was really heavy. And as we were driving down the road, the damn thing slid on the back, opened up the back hatch,
slid
back out, and busted all over the street.
And now every kid in that town died by the age of 19.
So we basically pulled all those chemicals out on the side of the road, put that broken thing back in the thing, and hauled ass and got out of there as fast as we could. Because we spilled all this terrible
crap. To take responsibility.
Exactly. No bugs in that area, though. No termites.
Ever.
Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who spilled what and what did they spill it on? We have some sad news to report to you. This is from Tripp County, South Dakota, where cases and cases and cases of beer spilled out of a semi-tractor early yesterday morning on a South Dakota highway.
What kind of beer?
They don't say. Driver of the semi-tractor trailer failed to negotiate a curve. The crash caused the truck to roll onto its side and burst open, contents pouring into the ditch below. It was seen on a Facebook post. Driver received minor injuries, but all the beer is it's gone.
It's not all gone. There's no way all the beer's gone. There's
the
no
beer's
way
gone.
They lie. There's no way all
There's
the
There's no
beer's
word
gone.
On how long the cleanup took.
Yeah, I bet.
I'll tell you what, that's a fun cleanup.
It is a fun cleanup.
It's like when you're moving, or I was just part of a construction thing a few weeks ago, and people were just, we were just pounding light beers. Like, keep going. Yeah, I will.
Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. It says, I was at a clinic getting a drug screening for my new job. The person before me gave the nurse their urine sample and a cup. When transporting it, the nurse dropped it all over herself. And Miles, like you said, someone else's pee on you is never a good thing.
It's not. No, it's not. I don't even like putting it in that little window thing where there's like a door, like between. You ever, had to put it in that double little window, the urine?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm like,
you ever turn around and just hand it to the dude?
But the thing is
that's weirder.
I would rather hand it to somebody. I'd rather somebody, you know, I'd rather leave it on a table. I don't know. It just seems like.
Oh, I would have put it in the window.
I don't know what's happening to my pee. You know what I mean? Where's it going? who's picking it up on the other side? I want to see their face.
Once you got it, you can have it. I remember the first time I had to bring a dog stool sample. I thought it was the weirdest thing. Let's see. My buddies and I were driving from Fairbanks to Anchorage. They were partaking from a bong while I drove. I don't smoke. But I hit the brakes to avoid hitting a moose on the highway, because he's in Alaska. My buddy ended up spilling the bong water all over the back seats floor of my car. Not a great smell.
You cannot get that out.
It is a rough, rough smell. And I spilled a full pure tea bottle of chew spit on my cat.
Oh, man, that cat was licking himself for days with a buzz.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I mean, because they clean themselves. And now all that nicotine, are you kidding me? You're trying to be clean, but at the same time, you're giving yourself a wicked peppermint buzz.
Dude, I'll tell you what, my grandma never got mad, Grandma Smith, but I spilt sugar once. She was pissed.
Sugar?
Yeah, that was like her one rule was like, you couldn't put the sugar in the sugar container, but you know how kids are. I was like nagging. Finally, she's like, okay, you could pour it in there, just don't spill it. And I guess it was just like her giant pet peeve because you could hear it cracking around. But I spilled it, and she was like so mad that she just like didn't speak and like leave. And then I told my parents, and they were like, oh, man, that's grandma's like one rule.
You broke the sugar rule.
Right?
The sugar rule?
Wow. You got a weird grandma. But
because you can hear it. That was her whole point. She never got it all cleaned up.
You'll never get it. It's like sand.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's on, it's like sand or glitter. Sugar's
that attracts ants.
That is the problem.
Maybe
kids
that, maybe
of mine.
Yeah.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's going on, guys?
Doing well.
So I used to work for a soup company in Everett a few years ago, and I worked in their warehouse for a while. And we used to receive these giant 5x5x5 totes of sour cream, like 1,000 pounds of sour cream by the truckload. You know, we get 20 of them at a time.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah.
How big? So what do you say, 5x5? Are you talking about 5 feet?
Yeah.
5 feet by 5 feet.
by five feet.
A cube of sour cream?
Yeah, 1,000 pounds plus or minus a few.
And
yeah.
Would this go come up just on one big pallet?
No, you'd get like, they were their own pallet. They were like this bag contained inside of a tote.
Who uses that much sour cream?
Campbell's Soup Company uses that much sour cream.
Oh, okay. All right. For their cream of mushroom, for their cream of
This is
of
not
mushroom.
Going to Eva's house.
Yeah, no, this is
So wait, let me ask you this. If I open that cube, is it just one giant bag or is it multiple bags in there?
No, it's one giant bag.
1,000 pounds of sour cream.
Yeah, it's bananas, man. It's crazy.
It does sound crazy.
Yeah, anyway, we would deliver them to the prep department and they would use them to depletion. We would never take them out ever until they were gone and then we could break down the tote and it was no big deal. But at one point, our maintenance team needed to heat up that room to do some work, so I had to pull the sour cream out. And they would connect it to a pump with this big, like, foot-long little ball valve that would connect to a hose and then be pumped out of the tote. Well, they bagged it with a cellophane bag over the top of the tote, and I picked it up, and I brought it back into the warehouse, and I set it down in the racks, and when I set it down, I snapped the valve right off that tote.
So now there's, what, 1,000 pounds of sour cream oozing onto the floor?
Yeah, it was kind of like if you tip out a gallon of milk and it's glug, glug. I froze completely. You know, hindsight, I should have just picked it up and drove away and brought it back into the prep room where it could be washed away, no problem. But I just watched it ooze out. It was pretty glorious, actually. I'm not going to lie.
How much sour cream do you think came out?
Oh, at least 800 pounds.
Jesus.
So yeah, we're talking, I was knee deep in sour cream.
How do you, I mean, do they get a hose and suck all the sour cream out? Or how does one?
So, well, I let the whole thing drain. And
you're a great employee.
What was that?
You're a great employee. Thank you, Alex, for letting all 800 pounds of the sour cream make out.
The best part is we were there on a down day, too. Like, there was no production, which is a blessing, really, because if that had happened during the middle of our work week, it would have been a fiasco. I had to go tell my boss, right, because he was working on the other side of the warehouse, and I walk up, and I'm like, hey, man, I spilled a tote of sour cream. And the spills happen. He's like, well, how much? I'm like, the whole thing.
It's gone.
You realize that primarily most people use that for the green bean casserole.
Oh, you mean the Campbell's?
The cream of whatever.
Well, so we didn't make any of that stuff. We made like the fresh soup that you could buy at like Safeway or Costco in the deli.
I'm sure they love this story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care. They stole that plant anyway. I haven't worked there for over a year, so I don't care.
What do you do now?
I work for a biotech company in Buffalo called Juno Therapeutics.
Okay.
Don't spill stuff there.
Yeah, please don't.
No. God, no. That would be much worse. All 20 milliliters or something.
Spill an organ out of an igloo cooler on the way.
I wonder how many people have dropped an organ out of the cooler on the way for transfer.
It must have happened.
It has to, because you're not telling anybody, but I know it's happened. Get the hairs off.
800 gallons of sour cream. Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.